Has someone ever told you that you should write a book about your life, but maybe you just didn't know where to start? Well, a new program from Honolulu-based Watermark Publishing can help you get your memories into a book. The guided program, called the Halea Aloha Series, prompts writers to craft short micro-narratives, which helps authors capture a snapshot in their life and makes it easier for readers to enter a memoir. After a roughly 9-month writing process, writers will have a few published copies under Watermark's Legacy Isle publishing imprint. Darian Shugi is the Halea Aloha series editor. She wrote Writing the Hawaii Memoir in 2014. She worked with Watermark on the new program after seeing growing interest in autobiographical writing. She spoke with the Conversations producer, Jason Ubai, about the series and micro-narratives.
So we thought this might be a really great way to get people who have a really good idea or who have a lot of memories and don't know where to get started and might be intimidated by writing a full-length memoir to find another way in and to also make it really accessible for readers. So we already had the book out, and we wanted to maybe develop a program that would just take all of the stress from people, and especially now everyone's so overwhelmed. Nobody feels like they have time. And so I designed the program with Dawn so that it would be about 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week. You could do less, you can do more, so that you can build a body of work and then publish it through our program.
Can you talk about some of the exercises and the writing prompts to get people started on, you know, writing down their memories?
Yeah, you know, a lot of the prompts, so we have a workbook that comes with the program, and it's a week-by-week workbook. And there are 5 prompts every week to kind of get you thinking about different ways into your story. But you know, people will look at a prompt sometime and think, okay, this prompt about writing about my first car or my first kiss or my first teacher that was an influence on me, you know, people might think, well, that's not really what I want to be writing about in my memoir. But what these prompts do is they give you a chance to find your story, to sort of start peeling back the onion. So the prompts are really designed as like free writes to get you going and to sort of warm up your writing juices, so to speak. So the idea is that you start with a prompt and then you just pay attention to where it takes you. And you usually write for a very specific amount of time, like I said, 15 minutes, or maybe, you know, it's one page of writing and that's it. And then when you tell your brain that that's sort of what you want to do going into it, your brain has this way of sort of organizing your thoughts around that. So it's not going to start this huge novella. It's going to be like, this is what we've got, 15 minutes. And so it sort of organizes and pulls those memories and makes it a very efficient writing process. And it's very surprising every single time. So the prompts are designed just to kind of get you in and to get you started.
The plan is on a set schedule. How long do you think it will take people to write their memoir?
Well, we created the program so that if you just wanted to do 15 minutes a day and you're starting from scratch, you don't have an existing manuscript or you haven't written pages towards your memoir yet, so you're starting from scratch. If you were to commit, you know, four days a week, 15 minutes at a time, you would be able to move through the program at a fairly comfortable pace. And, you know, that might be skipping a week here or there and doubling up on another week or just maybe doing everything on the weekend. Within 9 months, you can go from a blank page to a published memoir that gets released under the Halea Aloha banner and becomes a part of our family of titles, micro-memoir and micro-essay titles. But people can work faster, take a little bit more time if they need to in the program. We generally recommend that people come to the program if they're really ready to move forward with this, because we do feel like momentum is a big part of this. But if you already have an existing manuscript or an idea, it could go a lot faster. If you're somebody who has a little more time to commit, maybe on the weekends, it'll go a lot faster. So 9 months is the comfortable pace without any stress. And again, you're really only writing for the first 4-5 months is the writing and editing. And then it goes into our production queue, and that is then on us. And that just takes the time that it takes for design and publication and everything to happen. So if you go through the program from day one, you know, in 2021, you could have a book comfortably before the end of the year. The other thing about our book is we do have a very specific page range. And so the books are fairly slender. They will run about 23 to 25,000 words. And that's the other thing that makes it really accessible, both to readers and writers. So for writers, it's not intimidating, you know, getting these memories down and finding a way to frame them. And you know, we give a lot of guidance, both in terms of my own involvement as the series editor, one-on-one consultations, feedback on your work every month. You can submit up to 2 pieces if you're with our signature package, and then you also get a developmental edit of your final manuscript. So that gives you a lot of opportunities to keep honing and crafting and refining. And if you're someone who's like, you know, I can totally do this on my own, I know what I want to do, then, you know, this is just a course to help you move through and actually finish your projects. A lot of writers are known, myself included, for starting projects and not finishing them. And so this is designed to help you finish your project and to have something out in the world that you can share with others.
So this is for those people who say, I should write a memoir, write a book, and you maybe started it, but you know, haven't gotten it down to actually getting it into the publication process.
Well, you know, what I think is really honestly great about the program is that we're looking forward to working with writers at all levels and with their manuscripts and their projects at all different stages. So it's designed for someone to start from scratch. But if you already have, you know, like, oh, I've always wanted to do it, but I didn't know how to get started, or I don't want to write a full book in the traditional sort of narrative arc of a memoir that we've seen in the past, then this is a great program. But I've also written it so that if you already have a manuscript that you've been, you know, sort of noodling around with and you're trying to figure out how to make it work, or you've been stalled on it, that this will jumpstart you. And then not only that, it'll help you maybe add some additional pieces to your work, or, you know, you can still have a full-length memoir. You don't have to do it in these short forms. But the short forms are super popular right now. Readers really appreciate it because they can take a small bite out of your story at any point in time and be really moved by the work. And they don't necessarily have to commit to the whole book right away. They can just kind of approach it as they need it. And that helps the writer too. So we can work with a project at any stage, but really I think the hope here is that we can really help people achieve their goals of sharing their stories and seeing their words in print.
Under the Hili'oloha series, there's 3 books, and one includes your own, Allegiance. And, you know, you're saying about their nice short entry points. And, you know, I was looking through the table of contents, and I saw the one on spam musubi. So I was like, oh, I'll just read that one. That was a good place to, yeah, pick up on your life. And, you know, I had a lot of insight about your family. And I thought, you know, like you were saying, those are very good for the reader to kind of just come in and take a look at your life.
Yeah, you know, the thing about micro is that you don't spend a lot of time with backstory. You go straight for sort of what I call like the pulse of the heartbeat of the moment. And it doesn't even have to be a huge, big moment. You know, I think sometimes some of our best memories of family or our childhood are these small things, these small little things that we don't want to get lost. You know, something that you remember that you used to do with your grandmother or your grandfather, or something that someone once said to you. And you know, and it can be things that were formative and difficult. They don't always have to be, you know, cheery and happy. But I think the idea is to say, these are some things that helped shape me and helped form me. And, you know, this is who I am. And, you know, possibly also this is how my outlook on life or what feels important to me. And, you know, every writer has a different reason for writing what they write. And so part of this process is you discovering what that is. But in the meantime, it's to help you really, again, build a body of work for yourself, personal work, and to sort of understand what that means for you. And I think as a legacy for other people in your family, you know, your children, other family members who may not know certain things about you or parts of your family, it's really powerful. And I think as a storytelling perspective from Hawaii, there are a lot of stories here that just people in general and the rest of the world would still love to hear and learn about and know. And those stories aren't as readily available as I think we'd all love to see. So hopefully that will be part of helping those stories get out. I think it's really interesting because there are people who will sometimes say, I don't really feel like I have anything to say, or, you know, my life isn't very interesting. And I think that's where the power of the prompt comes in, because prompts allow us to, again, peel back that first level of resistance, right? So again, if you write about a memory of, I don't know, like if one of the prompts is really basic, like, you know, talk about, were you ever in a sport? Talk about a PE class, or talk about something that you were involved in that had to do with athletics. And if you were somebody who was not sporty, this may not seem like a very interesting question for you. But if you start writing and you do the prompt, what happens is it leads to the thing that is a story that you were actually trying to tell, and you may not even be aware of it consciously. It's a subconscious process, which is what I love about writing. And so I think for anybody who's starting to think about their family history and think about their stories, or who don't know if they have a story, or they know that their story is interesting but they don't know where to begin, I would say just start with a prompt and give yourself, you know, a time limit to just see where it goes, and to do it as regularly as possible, because this is a consistency game. And so the more you do it, the more you're tapping into that part of your brain, and the more you're going to find some really cool things that were in the archives of your memory that you didn't even know were there. And those are the stories, I think, that we want to hear.
That was Darian Gee, author and editor of the Halea Aloha series. It's a new memoir writing program from Watermark Publishing. The program results in published works, and there are now three in the series. Gee's book, Allegiance, The Kindergarten Dropout of Kapoho by Francis Kagugawa, and Huakai Hele, Long Voyage by Sally Jo Bowman. If you're interested in joining the program, visit halealoha.net, or you can find links on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.